with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump toured the devastation left by flash flooding in central Texas today. President Trump says the damage in Texas is unprecedented.
It's hard to believe the devastation. Trees that are 100 years old just ripped out of the ground. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of bad ones. I've gone to a lot of hurricanes, a lot of tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this. This is a bad one.
Trump's visit on Friday came a week after heavy rainfall caused the Guadalupe River in Kern County to rise 26 feet in less than an hour, killing at least 121 people, including dozens of children at a nearby Christian summer camp. Authorities in two national parks are keeping watch over wildfire conditions, which led to evacuations earlier this week. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Black Canyon of Gunnison National Park in Colorado was closed Thursday morning after lightning sparked wildfires on both rims, burning through at least 2.5 acres. Park officials say there's no containment of the perimeter. And in Arizona, the Grand Canyon's north rim closed Thursday because of wildfire on connecting Bureau of Land Management land near Jacob Lake. Officials say that fire has burned through at least 1.5 square miles with zero containment. Officials say hot temperatures, low humidity, gusty winds, and dry vegetation have made conditions ripe for wildfire. I'm Donna Warder.
A divided federal appeals court has thrown out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal, sparing him the risk of execution for al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 279 points. This is SRN News. The NEA breaks with the ADL.
The National Education Association, America's biggest teachers union, is cutting all ties with the Anti-Defamation League, accusing it of exaggerating the levels of anti-Semitism in the country. NEA spokesman also accused the ADL of being biased against the Palestinians. The ADL has responded by saying, quote, "We will not be cowed for supporting Israel, and we will not be deterred from our work reaching millions of students with educational programs every year." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian leaders are praising the IRS for announcing that clergy can endorse political candidates without risking their church's tax-exempt status. Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, said the decision was right, adding that the IRS has no business dictating what can be said from the pulpit. They need to stay out of our churches. Jeffress said his church's tax-exempt status was threatened recently. This is SRN News. President Trump says he will raise taxes on many imported goods from Canada to 35%. BBC correspondent Katie Silver reports on President Trump's letter to Canada's Prime Minister.
He starts by talking about how there was, of course, tariffs imposed, caused in part by Canada's failure to stop fentanyl drugs pouring into the country, saying then that they were going to be putting a 35% tariff onto Canadian goods, and that if Canada retaliated, they would just match them and raise that again by 35%, basically saying there's no way out of this.
The letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is an aggressive increase to the top 25% tariff rates that Trump first imposed in March after months of threats. Trump's tariffs were allegedly an effort to get Canada to crack down on fentanyl smuggling. More details at SRNnews.com.